All right. Welcome to a beautiful Friday here in Detroit. I'm Greg Russell. Glad to be sitting in for Paul W. Smith here on The Focus Show on WJR AM 760. Got to tell you, it's kind of neat where you always have people come in who you've already been friends with. Right now, I've got Mark Wallach, who is the VP of Business Development for Savvy Sliders. I wish you could be in here. I wish we did have smell-o-vision. I always say that every time you're in here, because the people would just love the smell that's here in this studio from the burgers and the chicken. But one of the most incredible things is to find out you and I know a lot of the same people.
Yes.
And grew up with.
Yes.
Wow, that is great.
Yes.
That is great. Now, you are building this thing up. I mean, this is now the fastest-growing slider business in the country.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that.
So, currently, right now, we're about 50 stores strong. We've got about 45 to almost 50 under development in 9 states. Savvy Sliders is the most talked-about brand in America, I believe. People love our food. They love our service. They love our menu. They love our store design. They love our dining rooms. They love our drive-through. Savvy Sliders is the most talked-about brand, and there's a reason. The quality of our food, the presentation of our food, and, of course, not only our all-fresh, never-frozen Angus beef burgers, our famous chicken fingers, but you can't forget our famous hand-spun custard shakes.
I'm already eating, and you're making me hungry again. So I may have to get my fourth plate. Now, even the name alone is just unique. How did you come up with that name, Savvy Sliders?
Well, of course, I didn't come up with the name. I represent our brand. Mm-hmm. But the name came when our founder created it. It's scrumptious, delicious, and savvy fits us perfect. When you say somebody is savvy, that means they stand out.
Right.
Savvy Sliders is not your typical slider restaurant.
Right.
We're above the rest.
Yep.
And you'll find that out if you have not tried us.
And you're opening 2 restaurants a month.
Yes.
Basically all across the country.
Yes, yes.
How far east, how far west, how far north, and how far south are you?
So we're basically, our last restaurant we just opened was in Brook Park in Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
It hit record sales. It was the biggest grand opening ever. And all of our stores have huge, huge openings. But this was the biggest grand opening that we've ever seen. We're as far, you know, of course, in the Michigan market, right. We're in Texas, we're in Florida, we're coming into Lafayette, Indiana, we're coming really everywhere and anywhere. You'll see Savvy Sliders everywhere. That's the plan.
Well, I can imagine, and I love it, like when I do travel and I do get to see it, because I point with pride,
yes,
you know,
yes.
Hey, that's our place.
Yes.
That's our place to go.
Good.
And like you said, you also have something for everyone. It's not just we just have the burger. Like sure. You said, you've got all the different things, plus your sauces. Talk about those.
Yeah, so we have our three. Our most popular is our boom sauce.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a little kick in the pants. and then, of course, our savvy sauce, a little on the creamier, smokier side. We also make our own ranch in-house. But really, our switch up, when you're talking about getting a selection of sandwiches, literally stands us apart from everybody. So when you go to Savvy's, you don't have to just get a burger and a chicken slider. You can get, you know, one of our famous cods and mm-hmm. our Big Sig double patty. You can get our steakhouse. You can get our hangover, which we call it. So it really allows the individual customer to really pick and select their own sliders.
Yeah.
And of course, kids love them. Parents love them. Senior citizens love them. Really, everybody and anybody loves Savvy's.
Right. Hey, you got to eat. You're going to love it.
Going to love it.
I just have to ask, the hangover?
Sure.
Now, is that called that because the stuff will hang over the bread or because that's the one that the guys go in at late night?
That's the one. It's actually made with an egg and
okay.
a burger.
Okay.
It's presented as kind of a late breakfast sandwich that you can get any time at Savvy's. Savvy Sliders, not only are you seeing us at stores, you're seeing us at events all throughout, along with our food truck. And Savvy Sliders is coming everywhere. If you haven't had it, you're missing out. And our slogan is, when a customer comes in for the first time, we always say, see you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that customer's coming back. And even sometimes, at most times, they come back the same day.
Right. Wow. And just when you mentioned your food truck, now that's something somewhat new, correct?
Yes, yes, yes.
And when did you guys get that up
and running? So we've actually had it a few years. We just actually went live with it this year,
okay.
Where we had offered it to the public. We're going to be everywhere from Woodward Cruise. We've doing Faster Horses. We're doing about four or five events a week.
Wow.
For homes, graduation parties. Our food truck is becoming, you know, everyone's seeing it everywhere.
Yeah.
So you can always go on SavvySliders.com to see if we have the food truck available for an event if you're interested. And you go on SavvySliders.com just to look for a closest location. Don't forget about our catering.
Oh, tell us about that.
Yeah, so nobody caters like Savvy Sliders. We've got our famous 24 packs,
okay,
48 packs, and 96 packs for football tailgate, for office meetings, for parties, graduation events, schools, hospitals, business meetings. It's just a great, great, great way to offset it from your regular type of meals that people are familiar with.
Right.
The sliders are just the most talked about thing. And then, of course, our chicken fingers are hand battered, made fresh, marinated on site. Burgers never, ever, they're never frozen.
Right.
So, you know, we're known to be the upper echelon slider concept. We're bigger, we're better, mm-hmm. and we're bolder.
Right.
And Savvy Sliders is coming to town.
Whoa. I was just envisioning you on a horse riding and saying that. With the Magnificent Seven or the one of those Clint Eastwood movie themes.
I do. Yep. I'd be the one on that horse. That would be me. Greg, we love coming to WJR. As you know, WJR, a Detroit known. Savvy Sliders, born and raised Metro Detroit area is where it was formed and started. And we're just proud to really be invited each time. And when I come here, I have to serve you guys our food because, Greg, I love that smile. And Savvy's really fits you really well.
It does. It does. We'll have to do some things together, some anytime. More things together. I would love that.
It would be my pleasure.
Because like you said, especially for parties, and now knowing about the food truck.
Yes.
Oh, we've got some ideas.
And I want to say one last thing. We've got a 3 for $10 special. It's any three sliders of ours for $10.
Wow.
It's a limited time. It could end soon, but currently it's still going on. Our custard shakes, you guys got to try them. You got to visit our stores.
We had those, I think, the last time.
Yes, you
we
did.
We were all just sitting here going,
yeah.
I got to get a refill.
Yeah.
I got to get some more.
It's a great place. It's a fun place. People love going to Savvy's. We love our customers. It tells by our staff. All of our staff are friendly, smiling, greeting, welcoming you. And then at the end, of course, saying, see you tomorrow.
Absolutely. And like you said, for those who have not tried the product yet, you know, definitely do. And it's not what you may think. You know, a lot of times when people do think of the slider, they think of, like you said, the little,
absolutely.
You know, thing, which, you know, it's all great.
We're totally opposite that.
Yeah. I was going to say yours are
two sliders will fill up an average person. So, yeah, come and check us out, SavvySliders.com.
Well, that is fantastic. And I just have to say to my buddy, Mark Wallach, who is the VP of Business Development for Savvy Sliders, thank you always for being here with us. It's always great. Also, Automotive Views is brought to you by Bridgestone. Getting people down the road matters, but getting generations down them, that's what really matters. Bridgestone, visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more. Coming up, here's Jamie Butters.
There's one thing the U.S. auto industry dreads more than regulation, it is uncertainty. But a sweeping Supreme Court decision late last month may leave automakers feeling a bit like the dog that catches the car, confused and wondering what to do next. On June 28th, a split court overturned a foundational 1984 decision known as the Chevron deference, which had allowed federal agencies to fill in the details when laws, as written, weren't clear. The Reagan-era Supreme Court had ruled that judges should play a limited, deferential role when evaluating the actions of agency experts, such as scientists testifying on harmful emissions. The current court instead ruled that judges must exercise their own authority and judgment to say what the law is. Regulations touch so much of the auto industry, including emissions, safety, consumer financing. Challenges will take years to work through the nation's crowded federal judiciary, potentially adding more uncertainty than the industry can stomach. With this week's Automotive View, I'm Jamie Butters, host of the Daily Drive podcast and executive editor of Automotive News.